This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. All you have to do is dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE, and that is the Pro XPN toll-free line, 855-450-3733. We also have Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out to us that way if you prefer. And by the way, if you're doing Skype, you do need to send a contact request first. It will be approved, and then it'll be easy for you to call us from that point forward. So, with you in studio tonight, it is Ian here.
Rich Paul.
And Mark.
Rich Paul is out of jail. Welcome back, my friend.
Yay.
It's good to have you back. And out of jail, and back. Also, most importantly, off of probation.
Yes.
Tell me about how it is that you were able to, because I don't know if people realize this is possible, and I don't know in how many places it is possible, but how was it that you were able to take what, 3 years of probation?
I have 2.5 left. I was 6 months into three years
right,
of probation.
So you've been let out in around December of 2013, sometime in December, I think it was.
Yeah.
You were let out of jail on a year-long sentence for cannabis. You sold some cannabis and some purported LSD.
Mm-hmm.
And so you were out after a year. You still have a lengthy suspended sentence, but you were also out on probation. You'd made it 6 months. They VOP'd you. They violated your probation. And what happened from there?
Well, basically, I said to the judge, you know, if you need to throw me in jail for a while, throw me in jail for a while, but I'm sick of this probation.
Mm.
And it helped that my probation officer went in there and said, look, this guy's intractable. He's not going to do what we tell him to do. You know, yeah, we've been telling him to do things and he's absolutely refusing to do it. So, you know, I can continue to tell him to do things and he can continue not to do them.
You specifically told him you were going to keep using your medicine, which is cannabis.
Yes. Yeah. I told him it was non-negotiable. I was going to smoke weed if he needed to throw me in jail for that for a while to make himself feel better. Then he was welcome to do that, but I'm going to keep smoking weed.
So he went with it. I mean, it was an amazing court hearing because you really had this sort of convergence of different factors that I think really helped you out because, one, you were resolute. You were going to continue smoking cannabis. This is your medicine. This is important to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, come whatever consequences may.
Yeah.
And then on the other hand, the guy who was running the probation department, or at least was your probation officer, he said something like, well, look, Judge, we've got 500 cases and we've got two probation officers or something, you know, some ridiculous ratio like that. And the probation officer was saying, look, I've got other cases that I'd really rather be dealing with than this, that, you know, more important people who need observing.
Yeah, people who actually need help, you know, and were willing to accept it because, you know, they wanted me to go to rehab, but I said, no, no, no.
Who wanted you to go to rehab? Was it probation or the judge?
Well, probation, whenever you have a drug-related charge, they require you to go to drug and alcohol counseling. And, you know, I wasn't going to do that and go in, and the only way that you can graduate that is to claim to be an addict, and since the only thing I used was marijuana, that was to me an absurdity. You know, I drink a little, but I try to stay away from alcohol. It's bad for you.
But they weren't going to prohibit you from using alcohol. That wasn't.
Yeah, I was prohibited from using alcohol.
Oh, on probation.
Technically on probation. And I did drink anyway, but you know.
It's a little harder to detect that, I would guess.
Yeah.
Unless you show up drunk to a meeting at the probation office.
That can happen. Yeah. Or technically, they can show up at your house and give you a breathalyzer, and I know people that that's happened to.
Yeah.
But they really weren't trying to get into a pissing contest with me. The issue that brought it all to a head was the riot on Central Square, where I went and, you know, defended my friends. And when they violated my probation, they threw in the other stuff that they already knew about anyway. The smoking weed and not paying the fines,
right,
and
so
all that.
Just to recap the riot, as you called it, there was a bit of a fight down in Central Square here in Keene, and it was inspired by chalking that had occurred on that particular evening.
Mm-hmm.
You had gotten into a fairly loud discussion with one Boston Strong, who is one of the Stop Free Keeners here in the Keene area, and then two local thugs decided they were going to assist Boston Strong, presumably not at his request, but they came in and threatened and actually attacked a couple of people. You were not attacked, but
there
you were
actually
prepared.
Four attackers.
You were prepared to defend yourself.
Yeah.
And defend others. So you had a monopod with you, and you essentially hefted it as in a defensive posture.
Mm-hmm.
You beat that charge in court, and it was, I believe,
yes,
some of the people from Stop Free Keene who snitched you out. They, of course, you know, religiously watch freekeene.com, and so they saw this video of the fight, and of course they knew you were on probation, and they'd been waiting to try to find something to bust you on. And this isn't speculation on my part. This is having read their posts where they, you know, have essentially been speaking publicly that, you know, they were waiting to get Rich Paul put back in jail.
And that's actually something that my probation officer also confirmed, is that, you know, he was getting anonymous, unmarked envelopes with printouts of all of my blog posts. And it's like, I know what he's blogging on Facebook. I'm his probation officer. I'm watching him. He was getting printouts of my blog posts. He was getting, links mailed to him of things that I posted, especially the thing when I was saying that we needed more armed free staters in Keene. You know, that was something that upset some of the crazies.
But you and your attorney, who was a public defender, Matt, I believe is his name, he did a great job. I was really pleased with how he handled your case. He beat that charge, and that was the most severe. You know, the other violations of probation were, like you said, they just kind of threw him in, and like everything but the kitchen sink. They they were upset that you didn't pay the fine that they were demanding that you pay.
Yeah.
And then, you know, there's also the issue of the cannabis, and I think there was like one or two other minor things that I don't even remember.
There was the smoking weed, refusing to go to a drug and alcohol counselor.
Okay. Yeah.
Not paying the fines, and then there was being a felon in possession of a weapon was one of the serious ones. The monopod.
Yeah.
Which,
being a felon in possession of photography equipment.
Well, the thing is, under New Hampshire law, any mundane item becomes a weapon when you use it as a weapon. So a hammer isn't a weapon if you're hammering nails with it, but if you're hammering people with it, it is. And, you know, they said that I had threatened to use the monopod as a weapon. And, you know, I certainly made it clear that if they continued to advance on my friends, that I was going to put a hurt in their world.
Yep.
And that was exactly the idea I was intending to convey with it. So, you know, they weren't misinterpreting it, but I was, they found that I was justified by self-defense and defense of others, to say I had a right to pick up that weapon and stop that riot.
Right, and I think that the term is a deadly weapon, isn't it? If you employ an average thing that in a way that, like, as a weapon, that it has to be sort of deadly, and that means offensive force to these people.
Well,
and that's why you won?
Well, it would have, I mean, I definitely could have killed somebody with that monopod if I'd wanted to. I just chose not to, but the standard for them is it has to be deadly if used as it is intended to be used or threatened to be used. And so what they said is when I lifted it up, I threatened to use it, And that was true, although the threat was conditional on them actually doing violence to my friends. And that didn't happen, so I didn't have to hit anybody. But, you know, definitely if I'd wanted to beat somebody to death with that monopod, I could have done it.
You're back out. You got out this morning, bright and early, 6 a.m. We can talk a little bit more about... I want to talk about what's next for you, Rich Paul, because I'm sure a lot of people are wondering that. You've always been the cannabis guy, but you've got other plans for this next chapter in your activist career.
It's true.
So we'll come back. We'll discuss that. Also, take your calls. They don't have to be for Rich. He's here with us all night. So if you've got a question for him, you are welcome to call in at 855-450-FREE. There's more coming up here on Free Talk Live.
Groove.
Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you'd like. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. He's back. Rich Paul is in the studio with us.
Yay.
Have you even gotten a nap in yet today, Rich Paul?
I have not had a nap.
It's been a long day.
Yeah. I've had a couple of nice smokes and a couple of nice meals.
We got up bright and early this morning, and there was actually a fairly decent group of folks. For considering 5 in the morning, there were, Chris Cantwell, Derek J., our co-hosts, and Renee and myself all came out to pick you up at the jail. It's 6 in the morning today, so I figure if you can get 4 people up for activism at 6 in the morning, you're doing pretty good.
Getting anarchists out of bed isn't always easy.
Hey, ExpressCoin is the best choice for getting cryptocurrencies. Bitcoins, Litecoin, Blackcoin, Darkcoin, Dogecoin even. It's fast, safe, easy, and it's inexpensive. They're also a licensed money service business, so they're jumping through all those federal hoops so they can help you get Bitcoin easily. You can send a money order, check, wire transfer. You can even make a cash deposit at a local credit union that has what's called shared branching. And you start it off by going to expresscoin.com. If you're in the U.S. or Canada, this is the best choice for getting Bitcoin. Seriously, you will not find a better rate as far as transfer fees than ExpressCoin. In fact, you get a 0% fee if you use code FTL and you order up to $40 worth of your favorite cryptocurrency. Again, no fee on that transaction with code FTL at ExpressCoin.com. If you go over $40, it's, I think, just a 3% fee, which is the best price you're going to find in the industry. That's ExpressCoin.com. So, of course, we'll take your calls about anything that happens to be on your mind, and there's other stuff in the news to discuss, but I still want to talk Rich Paul here. You're going to be with us throughout the show, and I appreciate that, because I'm sure you're tired. I managed to sneak a nap in here today, but you just had people, they want to see you, man. I mean, they've been coming out.
Yeah.
I mentioned, we had 4 people at 6 a.m. We had 16 people at, I think it was 18 people, because a couple people came and went. We had 18 people show up for your lunch this afternoon. So you know how you had announced previously that but you contacted Derek J, I think, and said, hey, you want to go out to the buffet, the Chinese buffet in town? And so that's what we did, and a large number of people, including a carload from Manchester, came out to say hello.
Yeah,
it was great.
Yeah, it's always good when the Manchins come out.
Yeah, fantastic. So it's great to have you back out. Now you've got plans, Rich Paul. In fact, something you've started, kind of just barely got the ball rolling before the whole violation of probation thing happened a few months ago. Just to recap for our listeners just tuning in, Rich Paul went to jail for almost an entire year, the year sentence, but you got less than that because of the good time rule in New Hampshire for selling cannabis. You got out 6 months after you got out. You got a violation of probation for a bunch of stuff, including smoking cannabis and a alleged weapons charge. You defeated the weapons charge in court because it was total bunk. And then basically you came to an agreement with the judge and the probation department that when you were released from this sentence on violation of probation, that probation would be done. So you took a 3-year probation, which could have included, people coming into your house, searching your stuff, searching your roommate's stuff, big hassles, urine tests for years. You took what could have been a 3-year long probation and you turned it into what, a 3 or 4 month jail sentence?
4 months with good time, 6 months. It was technically a 6-month sentence, but you do 2/3 in New Hampshire.
And you felt that was a good trade?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I agree.
Tired of probation.
Yeah, probation's got to really suck. Yeah. And so now you no longer have that. You're still a convicted felon, so unfortunately your right to bear firearms has been severely restricted. But you told me today that you would not be prevented from carrying a machete around.
Yeah, that's true. And I'm thinking, right now I've got pepper spray in my pocket. That's the extent of my armament.
Is that
my
legal?
Armament.
You want to admit
on
the radio?
Okay. Yeah, it is legal. I checked with my probation officer and he said it's legal for a felon but not while you're on probation. So now that I'm off probation, I'm good to carry it, and it's not a deadly weapon under New Hampshire law because it won't kill you even if I spray you with it. And
is a knife a deadly weapon?
It's not, it's considered, it's not specifically mentioned in the law, so it's only considered to be a weapon if you use it in a threatening manner. If you threatened or intend to use it as a weapon, then it becomes a weapon.
Interesting.
By alchemy.
Now, Mark, you are a convicted felon as well, and you've done some research on this. What can you possess? What can't you possess? Now, by the way, we're in New Hampshire. Your mileage may vary. You know, what these guys are saying here may not be true if you live in New York, California, or some other crazy police
state. Everything's illegal in New York.
So keep that in mind. But, Mark, what's your assessment of what you just heard?
Yeah, I think that's accurate. I went under the supposition for years that, and I had been, you know, given legal advice that carrying any kind of weapon was a felony, and knives included, which I thought was very strange that, you know, that I couldn't cut a steak legally. And there's, I did then another lawyer looked at it with me, and he's like, nope, that's not exactly right. So we reread it. Knives are mentioned as a deadly weapon, but only when employed as a deadly weapon.
So a machete would be totally fine as long as you were maybe going to intend to use it.
A machete is fine, but a sword cane is not.
They had a case because sword canes are specifically mentioned in the statute.
Ah.
Now, another thing that isn't mentioned in the statute is a bow and arrow. And they had a case where a guy was shooting a bow and arrow at a rabbit.
That was a porcupine. It's an ex-cop was shooting an arrow at a porcupine and went all the way to the Supreme Court.
But he was also a convict.
He was an ex-con who was an ex-cop.
Oh, really? I didn't know that he was an ex-cop.
That's not so uncommon.
But anyway,
Thank God, otherwise he'd have been found guilty.
He shot a rabbit with a bow and arrow on his property. Wow. He was charged with being a felon in possession of a weapon, and the Supreme Court said, well, you can't call it that. You can't call it a weapon because in the way in which it was used, it could have killed a rabbit, but not a man. And if you say anything that can kill anything, then all of a sudden antibiotics would become a deadly weapon.
Pick up a pen.
Exactly, because you know you could kill a frog with it. There is some leeway, and I'm looking into also. I would like to become a bow hunter. Now and learn to use a bow and arrow, which, you know, in an insurrection situation could be used as a weapon, but it's not technically a weapon until I decide to use it as one.
I liked earlier you were talking about the machete, and you pointed out that you could just change your job description to hacker.
Yes.
And then it would be totally legit.
Yes, there you go. Or offer landscaping services. So, you know, why are you carrying a machete? Because I might need to chop down somebody's fern.
Liberty activist, early mover for the Free State Project, Rich Paul, is here with us tonight, fresh out of jail. A great group of folks came out to welcome you back. There's a nice smiling picture of you up over at freekeen.com. I'm going to post that so folks can take a look at what the scene was. We actually got the video up of the release today and the subsequent conversations that happened. All of that was recorded by, I think, 3 video cameras. Me, Derek J., and Chris Cantwell had cameras rolling on this. Mm-hmm. So there's plenty of video that'll be available. It's all linked to on the freekeen.com story. But beyond talk about, you know, you and weapons, or, you know, possessing things that could be considered weapons. Because you used to be a big open carry guy.
Yeah.
That's not what you're planning on doing coming up for activism. That's just an aside. You've got big plans for the world of jury rights. Mm-hmm. And let's talk about that a little bit when we come back. More on Free Talk Live on the way. 855-450-FREE. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Hi, folks. Ryan McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free and take control of the airwaves here. Maybe you've got a question for heroic cannabis activist Rich Paul. He is with us here, and I don't know if he's going to continue cannabis activism because, well, suspended sentences are what they are, and there's risk. There would be a significant risk involved in that, but there's still plenty of activism to do here in New Hampshire, so I'm excited about what he's going to be getting into next. We'll talk about that here in moments. Also, coffee is available to you, a free pound of it. Just go to coffee.freetalklive.com to get a pound of some of the best coffee out there from BuzzBox. It's shade-grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica. BuzzBox is competitively priced with other high-end coffees, but they're doing something special. They've teamed up with Free Talk Live, and we've teamed up with Kiva to provide microloans to people around the world who are trying to make a better life for themselves. You can help those folks out simply by drinking some great coffee. You get on the auto ship program by getting your first pound free at coffee.freetalklive.com. You just pay the shipping cost, and you can cancel your subscription at any time. For every 10 Free Talk Live listeners ordering coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, we can afford to provide one microloan to somebody who could really use one. And then once that microloan's paid off, we can re-loan that money back out. So really, this makes a big difference when you just get some great coffee over at coffee.freetalklive.com. Ian, Rich, Paul, and Mark in the studio here tonight. Now, Rich, It's great to have you back out. It's always wonderful to have you amongst the activist community where you belong, but you've been at the Keene Spiritual Retreat for the last few months of your life. There's, you know, a lot on your horizon, which is kind of nice to get out to actually have some plans. A lot of people, when they get out of jail, they're kind of listless. They don't know what to do with themselves. You've been thinking hard, actually, while you've been on the inside about how to expand jury rights activism here in New Hampshire.
And, yeah, I mean, there's a collection of changes that I'd like to see made, and I want to expand NH Jury into being a political organization, an educational outreach group, and also a defendant support group, where, you know, if there's somebody who we think has a good case for jury nullification, a defendant, even if that person has not previously been an activist, I'd like to be able to reach out to them and say, you know, we'll
you
come out.
You do have the hiccups right now, by the way.
I'm hiccuping something awful. I'm drinking my first beer in quite a while. And
not right now, though.
Not right at the moment, Mr. FCC.
But you're not wasted. You've got your...
No, I'm reasonably sober, but I'm very hiccupy.
Yeah. So NH Jury is an organization that was created here a few years ago to... And I don't know why it was originally created, but I'm glad that it was originally created, because the folks over at the Fully Informed Jury Association, which we've talked about quite a bit here on Free Talk Live, FIJA is their website. And I used to be a big fan of FIJA. I really did. And then they did something that I thought was not unforgivable, but enough for me to withdraw my support, right? Mm-hmm. I think they still do good work. I think they're still informing people about their rights as a juror, meaning that their right to nullify, for instance, verdicts, meaning that as a juror, you have the right to vote your conscience in a case. Mm-hmm. If you are in a case that you think the law itself is bad, so like, for instance, you sold some pot, Rich Paul, and I think that the drug laws are terrible. So if I were on your jury, if by some miracle I were allowed to be on your jury, then I would vote not guilty.
You ever got on a jury, ever?
I would vote not guilty. And any juror has that right. And that's what Fully Informed Jury Association is really awesome about doing, is getting that information out. So kudos to them for that. But what they did that really upset me was there was this guy, Julian Heiklin. And longtime listeners of Free Talk Live will remember that name, because he was kind of like the key jury nullification activist for the United States. Mm-hmm. This guy's a guy in his late 70s, I believe, who went around from courthouse to courthouse, different federal courthouses, and he would hand out Fully Informed Jury Association information there. He would inform people of their rights to nullify on a jury. And he got arrested multiple times for this. And there were a couple of times where, most of the time when he would get arrested, it was like they'd just arrest him and then turn him loose with no charges just to get him.
You go limp when they arrest him,
right,
by the way.
Yeah, yeah, and usually get a resisting arrest charge when you go limp. But what they would do is they'd just drag him away, and then they'd, you know, fingerprint him or whatever, and then they'd turn him loose, because then the day would be over and he'd go home at that point. And they just wanted to get him away from the front of the courthouse, which of course is outrageous that they would do that. But they wouldn't charge him with anything until Florida happened. I think it was Florida where it first happened that he was arrested for flyering and actually charged with jury tampering, which I think is a felony down in Florida. He was facing quite a bit of time in prison. And was on an initial sentence awaiting trial, somehow got out on appeal or something like that and skipped the country. He went out to
Israel.
Israel, was it? Yes, he's sought asylum in Israel, and I think he's still out there. But it was that incident, and it was another incident that he got arrested and actually charged criminally with, where Fully Informed Jury Association made a statement publicly saying that they did not support what he did because he violated a judge's order, which, in his opinion, was an illegal order. Mm-hmm. The judge in Belvin Perry, who is sort of a well-known character, there was that, something Anthony trial back in Orlando, some chick that murdered someone a while back.
Yeah, the Casey Anthony?
Casey Anthony, yeah. So this Belvin Perry kind of got some noteworthiness publicly for that trial. But in Julian Heichlin's trial, Perry had ordered that no one would hand out any kind of flyer on the courthouse property. So you can even go to the parking lot and hand out flyers. Mm. And Heichlin went and he disobeyed that order and he got arrested. He's, you know, was charged with contempt of court and jury tampering. And Fully Informed Jury Association made a statement saying that they didn't support the handing out of their own flyer because it violated a judge's order. They said, well, if he thought the order was illegal, he should have challenged it in court and not broken the judge's order. And when I saw that, when I saw that release from them and I saw that statement from them, I was so disappointed because I thought they were throwing their own activists under the bus. And this guy, if there is one person who did more than anyone in the United States to spread the Fully Informed Jury Association, it was Julian Heichlin. And for them to just leave him hanging like that because, oh, you didn't do what the judge said, I just thought, man, we need to have our own organization here in New Hampshire. And that's, I think, one of the reasons why NH Jury exists, although I didn't create the organization. It's now kind of in yours and my hands.
Yeah. Well, and I think there's another important reason that we need to be separate from the Fully Informed Jury Association is the Fully Informed Jury Association, if you read their literature, it's all about how to slip jury nullification arguments between the lines of arguments, of other arguments, when you're not allowed to make jury nullification arguments directly.
Right. So
and in New Hampshire, you are allowed to make jury nullification arguments directly. And so we need literature that is, A, targeted at lawyers, because it's also the FEJIS stuff assumes that you're going to be acting pro se, because outside New Hampshire, no licensed lawyer will make a jury nullification argument for you, but in New Hampshire, it's part of black letter law that jury nullification can be done, and therefore, I've had licensed lawyers make jury nullification arguments for me. So we need a very different kind of literature than they need for their national purposes, and if jury nullification is legalized in other states, we're going to need to reach out into those states also with, you know, how to handle jury nullification when it is legal.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is there are other things that can be expanded. I want to see the right to a jury trial in all criminal proceedings in New Hampshire.
Absolutely. I think that would be a huge change. And I wonder how difficult it'll be, because it'd be interesting to propose that legislatively and watch the court bureaucrats crawl out of the woodwork to oppose it and listen to what kind of arguments would they make against that. There's more coming up here in moments. We can talk about it. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys, if you're into fantasy football, you've got to check out FanDuel.com. At FanDuel, you play in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. You only play when you want, and you can change your team any week. FanDuel is paying out over $10 million every week this season. And right now, FanDuel is giving you up to $200 free. That's right. For every dollar you deposit, FanDuel will match it up to $200. Just go to FanDuel.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter code FOOTBALL70. FANDUEL.com. Code FOOTBALL, the number 70.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial in toll-free here if you'd like. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you on the site. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Hey, if you're into Bitcoins, or even if you aren't yet into Bitcoins, you may want to know that there are bounties available. And this may be enough of a reason for you to get into Bitcoins. 38 Bitcoins are available to you. Rich Paul, you might be looking for a little bit of work right now, and you've got some technical skills. You were a computer programmer for a long portion of your life, and you still got, you know, you don't lose those skills. Now, if you know how to do some research online, you know how to investigate, you might be able to collect on some of the bounties over at BitcoinBountyHunter.com. I suspect that technical ability is going to be important for doing this sort of research. But go and check out the bounties and see what's available at BitcoinBountyHunter.com. Right now, Bitcoins are worth about $400 per Bitcoin. And so you do the math, 400 times 38. That's one of the bounties that's available for you at the moment at BitcoinBountyHunter.com. The authorities aren't going to be solving these cases. It's going to be done by people like you, people who can profit from their work and skill. Go and check it out at BitcoinBountyHunter.com. Rich Paul with us here tonight. Super activist, early mover for the Free State Project. For listeners who are new to the show, the Free State Project is what, Rich Paul? How would you describe it?
The Free State Project is an attempt to move 20,000 libertarian and anarchist political activists into New Hampshire to make New Hampshire as free as it can and make it live up to its live free or die rhetoric. And can I tell the parrot joke?
You might as well. You've told it. This is the third time I've heard it today.
Okay. Well, as a result of the Free State Project, anarchist walks into a bar with a parrot on his head. Bartender says, "Where the hell did you get that mangy thing?" Parrot says, "New Hampshire. There's thousands of them."
So, yeah, the idea is let's move freedom-loving people together. And it's working. We've got over 1,600 people here now. There are over 16,000 people who are pledged to make the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. We're seeing massive press coverage. I don't know if you heard this, Rich Paul, but just the other day, the Free State Project received a huge, I think it was Sunday, actually, Sunday newspaper in the Union Leader, which is the biggest newspaper in all of New Hampshire, widely read by other news sources and lots of people. The Free State Project had a huge front page, above the fold article that was the most detailed article I'd ever seen written on the Free State Project. It was well researched. It didn't include any comments from anyone who hates the Free State Project.
Wow.
It was interviews with all Free Staters, early movers for the Free State Project. And it was amazing. So we've just been getting incredible press. Of course, the Robin Hood case, which you're one of the Robin Hooders.
Because when I was in jail, I was subscribed to the Union Leader, and usually I would get the Sunday edition on Monday, so I should have gotten it yesterday.
Oh, and you didn't get
My Sunday and Monday Union Leaders did not arrive yesterday, so apparently they thought that that information was too dangerous for me to have in jail.
It was a great article. So we've been getting all kinds of press. There's been international press recently about the Robin Hood case, which is the case involving the people, including you, Rich Paul. You weren't sued in the Robin Hood case, but you are one of the Robin Hooders.
I have Robin Hooded, and I intend to Robin Hood in the future.
Absolutely.
I'm a merry man.
And so we're going to court tomorrow morning, bright and early. There's going to be carpools going from different places in New Hampshire to the New Hampshire Supreme Court because Robin Hood is being challenged. Robin Hooding is rescuing people from parking meters that have expired and saving them from getting a ticket, usually by walking nearby the parking enforcer, although I know you do things a little bit differently.
We stay farther away from the actual enforcers these days.
You do, but I don't. I'll go straight up and, you know, save meters right in front of her. And so that's going to court. They're alleging that, you know, we're harassing, threatening, and intimidating their parking enforcers, and they want damages, et cetera, et cetera. So those cases were thrown out of a lower court, dismissed. The case is brought by the city of Keene against the Robin Hooders, and now that's going to the Supreme Court tomorrow. So I'm sure we'll have a lot more to say about that in that instance. You're busy.
And it's the city which is appealing, which is relatively unusual.
And it'll be
usually they don't appeal things that are dismissed.
They don't get their stuff dismissed.
Well, I had them appeal a case about a smoke detector up to the Supreme Court. So they'll do whatever they can to go after the activists here in Keene. They can't stand us, and they don't like that we're a threat to the system.
Yeah, well, I can definitely vouch for that. Usually the FBI doesn't make $400 drug buys in small New Hampshire towns. You know, they make $40,000 buys.
Right, there was an FBI agent involved in your case, which sent you to jail for a while. Yeah. I myself am facing 2 years. I've got a sentencing coming up on Thursday for some piddly nonsense with a paperwork snafu. If I'd filled out paperwork, you know, if I filled out the same paperwork 48 hours prior to when I did fill it out, it would have been completely legal, but because I did it 48 hours after a certain time, it is apparently 2 misdemeanor counts then. So hopefully I won't be in jail come Friday, but you know, time will tell on that. So maybe you get out and I go back in. You never know how these things work. But.
Well, we'll send you books.
I appreciate that. let's see. So NHJury.com, that's something that you've been working on, and it's like it's an alternative organization to Fully Informed Jury Association. They can do more, I think, here in New Hampshire. We've got outreach tools that are specified for New Hampshire. We've created them with people living here in mind, and they look much better, I think, than the Fully Informed Jury stuff. And you've got some great plans to really kind of expand out NHJury.com. And I'm excited about that. I hope that we'll see more of that. And I really like the idea of making it so that every criminal charge in New Hampshire you could get a jury trial on, because that's one of the ways they screw people here, is that they'll charge you with a what's called in New Hampshire a Class A misdemeanor. And then before trial, they'll drop it to a Class B. They didn't do that for me, though, with the recent convictions I got. So I'm looking at jail time. But when they go from Class A to Class B, that takes away the jail sentence as a possibility. And because there's no jail sentence as a possibility, now, of course, if you don't pay the fine, they'll still put you in jail. But that's the way they get around this whole, well, you don't get a jury. So if they take away the jail sentencing as an option from the misdemeanor charge and make it a Class B, then there's no jury possible. You cannot have a jury on that trial, which means that if you were to face a marijuana charge, just a possession charge or something like that, which would in theory be something you could beat pretty easily at a jury these days, in theory, you don't get that chance. And so making it possible to do that, and I believe there are some states where that is possible. I feel like South Carolina was referred to as one of those states in the past.
In Michigan, anything criminal, you have a right to demand a jury, which means if you get a speeding ticket, you can't demand a jury.
Because it's not
criminal?
But
if you get a driving on suspended license charge, which is a misdemeanor, you can. And I would like to go so far as to see juries even for speeding tickets, but that's a harder sell because there's a lot more speeding tickets and their costs more.
When you know, politics is, there's always compromise involved, right?
Right.
So always go for the most principled position you can take. I would say if you're going to put in legislation like that, you'd want it to include violations like speeding tickets and things. That way, that could be negotiated away. So when it hits the negotiation table, you could say, all right, fine, you can take speeding tickets off, but we definitely need to have all misdemeanors in there.
And the hard thing is we're going to need to amend the New Hampshire Constitution in order to do that. Because the New Hampshire Constitution specifies that the right to jury exists in all cases where there's a possibility of jail time.
I see.
And so we need to, we will have to make a constitutional alteration. And the other thing that I'd like to see NH jury work on is reforming the plea bargain system so that if you're offered a plea bargain and you say, no, I'm going to get my due process, I want my day in court, I believe that the court should not be able to then sentence you to something greater than the plea bargain
like
that
they
you
did
were
with
offered.
Me.
Because basically that's... they did that with me, they did it with you.
The day before your trial, you were offered no jail time.
Yes, and 3 years probation.
Yeah.
And
which would, of course, have resulted in jail time for you.
Probably.
Well, it would have resulted in jail time, but which is why I didn't take it. I mean, my attorney, one of the reasons I didn't take it is my attorney said, there's no way you're going to get through 3 years of probation without going to jail, being who you are. and that was exactly how she put it.
In my case, when I stood in front of a police car as an act of civil disobedience, it wasn't a plea offer, but it was the first conviction that I got in the bench trial with just the judge. I was sentenced to 60 days and then the rest of the year suspended. In the jury trial, where I actually beat one of the two charges, so I was found guilty of both charges at the bench trial, beat one of two at the jury trial, because I appealed to a jury trial, I was then sentenced to a 50% higher sentence of 90 days rather than 60 days.
Yeah, and that to me is applying a criminal sanction to somebody to punish them for demanding due process, and that should be considered unconstitutional.
We'll come back.
I wish that had been fought to the federal court.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You take control here. This is Free Talk Live.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 8989 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 8989.
Nothing compares to a good cup of coffee. But if you're getting your coffee from the store, you're likely not getting a good cup of coffee. Free Talk Live's teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you a free pound of the best coffee, shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is that for every 10 people that get coffee through our link, coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another micro-loan through Kiva. When the loan's paid, we lend the money again. Help others, one cup at a time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.